Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden is scheduled to hold a video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. White House officials say the two leaders will discuss tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border. Biden also is expected to warn Putin of the economic costs of launching any military action against Ukraine. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its new redistricting plans. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the new congressional map would be unconstitutional and a violation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
In September, the department published guidance based on decades of precedent explaining that Section 2 prohibits vote dilution. Vote dilution occurs when an electoral practice minimizes or cancels out the voting strength of members of a racial group or language minority group.
In addition to Texas, DOJ had previously filed complaints or statements of interest in lawsuits involving election proposals in Arizona and Florida. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing for passage of President Biden's Build Back Better social spending bill by Christmas. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that the timeline is shaping up to be a heavy lift for Democrats.
Senate Democrats need to be united to see the Christmas timeline through, but after months of negotiations, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin remains skeptical.
Finding these passwords on a piece of legislation as encumbering as this one is, and as large, voluminous as this one is, there's a lot in there, and I have concerns.
The roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda is President Biden's top domestic priority. The House passed its version last month, addressing climate change, child care, health services, and education. But Senator Manchin is seeking to rein in spending with further cuts to the bill, and he cites inflation as a reason to slow things down. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Hawaii Governor David Ige has declared a state of emergency in wake of torrential rains. As Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports, the storm is flooding roads and knocking out power on several islands.
Heavy rains have moved slowly across the state, swelling rivers and streams and flooding roads on several islands. Flash flood warnings and watches covered the entire state by Monday night, and power was knocked out to several thousand households. The intensity of rain picked up, especially in windward areas of the islands, falling at the rate of more than an inch an hour in some locations. The National Weather Service says conditions will start to improve overnight across the Big Island and Maui, which earlier were hit with the heaviest rain. More unstable weather is forecast for the rest of the state, including Kauai and the most heavily populated island of Oahu. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
This is NPR News. The White House says the United States will stage a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics in Beijing to protest China's human rights violations. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says U.S. athletes will compete with the full support of the U.S. government, but the U.S. dignitaries will not attend the Games. China is vowing what it calls firm countermeasures. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit collapsed and died Monday after a workout at Santa Anita. Medina Spirit failed a drug test after his win last May, resulting in his trainer suspension. As Corinne Boyer of member station WEKU reports, the cause of death is being investigated.
The California Horse Racing Board said in a statement that the three-year-old colt's cause of death won't be determined until results are available from a post-mortem exam to be conducted by a California Animal Health and Food Safety Lab. Medina Spirit collapsed and died immediately after finishing a workout at the Santa Anita track in Arcadia, California. Medina Spirit's trainer Bob Baffert said in a statement that the horse suffered a heart attack and his barn is devastated by the news. A Churchill Downs statement said they extend their deepest condolences to everyone who loved the horse. For NPR News, I'm Corinne Boyer in Lexington.
Toyota says it plans to build a $1.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant near Greensboro, North Carolina. The Japanese automaker says the plant will employ more than 1,700 people, with production on the facility set to begin in the year 2025. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.